producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Let's see how we make relevance out of this kind of soup. We have duck soup as opposed to talk soup. Maybe we could redo the Doug Steffen Good Day program into the Doug Steffen Soup Kitchen. How about that, Jennifer? You can be the chief bottle washer.
Okay. Well, I don't want to wash bottles. Can I be like a sous chef or something?
A sous chef? I'll sue that chef for giving me that.
Well, you know,
food.
Now that the soup is over on E, Joel McHale's forget, you know, maybe we can pick it up here.
Yeah, that's a good
Radio
idea.
Radio soup.
Radio soup. Yes. Well, we can gossip about Tom Joyner, who is perhaps going to lead the airways. Big news inside, but who outside cares? just all those stations they carry.
Tell you what, I'm on the inside and meh.
Steve Harvey on there. All right, let's get to what's going on. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. It turns out that Daesh has a fairly large fan base in the United States of America. Who would have thunk it? There's a study that ID'd 300 Americans who actively sing the praises of ISIS, and several thousand in our country who seem to sympathize with Daesh. Last year there were 15 arrests.
You can do that, by the way.
You can do that?
No, who sympathizes?
Who would do that?
Them?
Well, people who don't like what's going on in our country, don't like what's going on in the world. There are many people who have different thoughts than mainstream, but there are these people who are around. And it seems, I know this will sound critical, and maybe it's meant to be, you take it for what it's worth, the current administration has apparently ignored predictions about the rise of Daesh because it didn't fit in with re-election plans.
Right.
Didn't want to have
well, not necessarily, you know, ignored, we can debate, but apparently there's evidence that they might have cooked some of the reports about, about the seriousness of ISIS.
Oh, please. Please. Please, who would do that?
I don't know.
Please.
Hey, you know what? You're right. I agree. Who would do that?
Who would do that?
That's how I feel. Who would do that?
888-302-DOUG. Email to Ken or Jennifer or Doug at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day. So we have politics raining at Facebook. The
it's
Donald.
Rain raining, too.
Rain. Is it raining in California?
No, not yet. Not here. No.
It's raining where I am. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Kenny, so do we. I'm getting. You can tell there's a. Host fatigue on this, yes? Can you tell?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's just kind of silly. I'm trying to go down different routes. I'm not trying. I am going down different routes. I feel like we ought to throw a couple of bits of red meat to those who feel like they need to hear Donald Trump's name one more time.
Yes, please say it again. Just
Donald Trump.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Kenny, do you have would you like to react to Donald Trump's name as well?
No, I just ate.
Really? Okay. Breakfast time at Good Day.
President All right. Trump.
So, let's see. President Trump. How does that sound? President
great.
Trump. How does President Clinton sound? We've already had that. Let's see.
Yeah, that
how does
sounds
President
like we've done it.
Fiorina sound?
Not bad.
President Fiorina. President Rubio.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I like President Cruz.
Uh huh. I'd like President Paul.
He's doing really well, actually, right now.
Rand Paul?
No, Cruz. Cruz actually is up in second in Iowa.
Yeah. No. It's very, and then Chris Christie got the endorsement of the Manchester
you
Union
know,
leader.
Do not count Chris Christie out. At the very beginning, everybody's like, why is he even here? I even think I said
but look
it.
Look at
why
the
is he
crop
here?
Of people who are running for president. Look at them. They're all a bunch of bananas. They're patooters.
They actually all offer something really cool. I just wish that we could, like, pull something from each of them into, like, the perfect Gumby president.
Wouldn't there
that be
you
awesome?
Go. Yes.
Because really, on
Gumby
the
for president.
On the GOP side, actually, on the Democratic side, too, there's something good about all the people running that you could kind of, like, smoosh out and make it to one.
There's something good about almost all of us in some way, shape, or form, depending on what we do with our time and how we share our expertise in certain things. Yeah, Mrs. Clinton's got a lot of things that she's learned from experience that would be helpful. Bernie Sanders probably does, too. Martin O'Malley. You look on the Republican side, all of those people who are there have something to offer in maybe one or two instances. So isn't it awful that we sort of relegate this to one person? I said when George Bush the father was president, it became obvious to me there ought to be two presidents. One that is administrative and one that is sort of the foreign face of the country.
And they looked at you, and they brought in Dick Cheney for
Dick Cheney.
George W.
There was a big help.
Yeah. Hey, but he was a second president, whether you like him or not.
No, he was. Second president. And he screwed up a lot of stuff, really messed up a lot of stuff. And George didn't realize it toward the end. Now the two of them don't even speak because George, the son, figured out what was going on. It took him a while to do that. Has nothing to do with his intellectual curiosity, or does it? It is. Those guys made a mess of things. Okay, so now here we are. Past is over, finished, done. What do we do now? Who do we choose? How do we get the best out of the best? Or is it, how about the best out of the mediocrity? Because that's what it is. Why don't we have a Mark Zuckerberg running for president? Why don't we have a Bill Gates running for
president? You might in a few years. I mean, you might have a Zuckerberg. I mean, look at Trump. I mean, this is now opening up a new class of people who can be business people through their whole life. They don't have to be politicians.
And isn't that what we've said? How come we don't get a businessman to run the country?
Right.
It's a big business.
Someone like, hey, look at Bloomberg. I would not be shocked.
Bloomberg would be a very good president. I'd vote for him in a second.
I would never vote for him. Well, I can't believe you would vote for someone who tells you how to drink your soda.
I don't give a damn about that. I want somebody who can run a business, run a city. He did that city, the clocks and the trains and the buses and everything that functioned in that city. So he was a quirky guy when it came to smoking and
but
drinks.
But that's so much of our country, it's founded on.
Nope. What we have is a mess.
People didn't want a king.
Somebody
that's
who cares about what we drink and what we don't drink. Here's Mark Zuckerberg, who gives $45 billion most of his wealth, future wealth, not present wealth. Very clever how he did this. He can, and it's smart. I would have done the same thing. All right, while I'm alive, I'm going to use all the assets that I have, but when I die, I'm going to give most of them away, and my child will only have about $1 billion or $2 billion to work with.
So
all the rest of the money goes to charities, fighting diseases around the world, that sort of thing. So, what's wrong with that? He created something. I believe very strongly that people who have money that they earned on their own ought to do with it whatever they want. And when the children come along, is there an expectation that they should get that money? I think there is.
The children.
On some, I don't hold with that. If there's some left for my children, good. What I created on my own, and I want to use it as I wish.
Did you get something from your parents?
Nothing. Oh, well, that's not true. The house that we grew up in, my sisters and I split when it was sold, the value. I think we each got about $140,000 apiece.
It's a nice chunk of change.
Yeah, it was okay. And I put that into the farm. I don't know what my sisters did with it, but I put mine into the farm. But my father said to me, one of the things that he said that I actually believed when he was over. That sounds harsh, but anyway, the point is that he earned it, and he was welcome to spend it as he saw fit, and if there was something left for us, cool. If not, I had no expectation. And so with my children, I've said the same thing. I think people who have modest means or who have maybe a little bit better than modest means, whatever kind of money you have, if you earned it or were responsible for creating the wealth that you now have, and you decide you want to spend it on yourself or you want to give it away or do whatever you want, it's your money. Do with it as you will. Spend it on friends, take care of the people you love, take lots of trips, whatever you want to do. Buy cows. It's up to you to do whatever it is that you want. So those people who have groomed their children to think that they're supposed to. The children have these expectations, this entitlement stuff. Well, you've got that much money. What are you going to do with it? I'm going to do what I want with it. Well, what about us? Well, what about you? I love my children. I've done as much as I can and will continue. It's my choice to help them while I'm alive and do as much as I can for them in ways that are responsible. But if it gets in the way of me doing what I want to do, and I'm talking big, but I normally, what I do is put them first most of the time. But I've, you know, done okay with what I have. And
I think you have helped your kids a lot.
I have. Really. I've helped my kids. And I'd rather do it and enjoy it while I'm alive than to have them have it. The one good thing about Megan and Brenna, they never fight about anything. It would be even Steven, a dollar here and a dollar there. You know, I might set up some kind of a deal for my grandson, college thing. That's a, you know, the not too novel approach to taking care of the grandchildren. That is, if there's something there. It may be at the end of the line. There's nothing left.
Part of giving your kids something, though, you know what? Inspire your kids to do their own thing. Yep. I mean, that's the most important thing that you can do.
Thank you.
The fact that, I mean, I don't want anything from my parents.
I'll send an email to your father to that effect right now.
Truly.
Jennifer says she wants nothing. 18 past the hour and good day.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7 by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more in car insurance at geico.com. 21 after the hour. Good day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Wednesday program. Time now for us to enjoy a smile or two, courtesy of one of the late night hosts who's actually on live this week, Conan O'Brien, and then maybe a little bit of pithy advice from Wendy Williams, your daytime talk program, and our video of the day from the Muppets, all up and coming. Let's start with Conan O'Brien, who works on El Nino and Donald Trump together. This ought to be good.
I have some good news for Los Angeles. Yes, forecasters say El Nino should bring much-needed rain to California. Yeah. Meanwhile, Donald Trump said if elected president, he won't let El Nino into the country.
All right. Here he is on waterboarding.
Chris Christie's in the news. Chris Christie said that if elected president, he would not rule out waterboarding. Yeah. Then he said not for prisoners, but as a way to prepare chicken.
This is stupid.
So silly.
It is silly. Well, look, here we are chuckling, right? 25 after the hour. Wendy Williams is great in the audience, goes out into the audience and answers questions. Here's one from a woman about working for her mother in her mom's beauty salon, and her mom reprimands her in front of others in the store.
I've been working at my mom's salon for the last 4 years. I'm having a problem with her reprimanding me in front of customers, clients, and stylists. How do I get her to separate the mother-daughter relationship from the business relationship?
You're about, 4 years too late. It's okay. It's never too late because that's your mom. How about you threaten to leave and get yourself another job?
Okay.
You know, oftentimes when parents and kids work together, sometimes we can't separate the two.
Okay.
So when are you going to leave? Or when are you going to have a very stiff talk with her with no smiling?
Today.
All right. No, this is very this is very serious.
It is.
Like, she can say what she wants behind closed doors, but don't do it. Don't play me in our business.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Very well.
Take care of that. All right. Now we have our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com, which is from The Muppets. From last night's program, there is a drum battle going on between the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, and Animal. You got to see this, but we have the, you got to watch it, but we do have the audio from it, and I think you'll probably get a kick out of it. So here we have a portion of audio from our video of the day, The Muppets.
waiting years for this animal.
Now we see who best.
Oh, what's that? A bell? Time for school.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know, here's something. I'm going to make an observation now.
Yes.
I know that Jennifer's smiling. I know Kenny is smiling. I know I'm smiling. And I know that you're smiling. Just the thought of the Muppets, all of them, never mind whatever it is that they do. There's something about the Muppets that always brings a smile.
Even though the show is horrible. I've tried to watch it.
Yeah, the show's terrible. Yeah, the show's an awful show. Yeah,
but right. I still love that it's there.
Right. So thinking about smiling and what it is that gets you to smile. When I turn on my microphone, I smile. Most of the time, 94% of the time, I would say when I am on the air, I'm happy and I'm smiling. I don't always sound warm. I don't always sound friendly. But there are things that upset me, for sure. But at the end of the day, when I'm around these wonderful people that I'm around, like Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and Kenny, I can't help but have a smile on my face, especially when we're done and we know we've done a good job over the course of the day. But more importantly, I know that there are people who are listening who are involved in one way or another, and they're smiling as well. So think about that. Don't have that constipated, frozen look on your face. Have a smile on us.
No.
28 at the hour. Good day.
Ooh. OTC, over-the-counter medicines work, but you must know if they're right for you. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. We spend $44 billion a year on over-the-counter medicines. This figure will only grow as more and more drugs transition from prescription to OTC. Here's the thing. Just because a drug is sold over-the-counter does not mean it's harmless or won't have side effects. Does not mean that at all. DCOC advice, do the basics. Read the label and know something about what you're putting into your body. Do not take more than the recommended dose or shorten the interval between doses. That's simply dumb. Remember, a lot of OTC meds have similar ingredients, so you can end up taking a toxic level of a drug if you're not careful. Acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol, is infamous for this. Pay special attention to OTC meds if you're taking prescription medications, especially if you're over 65. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates 68 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books for 7 million children in over 780 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toys.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Doug Steffen, good day program with Jennifer Horn. Does that sound official? Like we're doing the PBS Nightly News Hour. This is the Report to the Nation with Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn.
Thank you, Dougie.
Yeah, sure, welcome.
Good evening.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel has dismissed the police chief in Chicago.
Hey, I meant to tell you about that, because yesterday...
says the public's trust in the department has eroded. You think, you moron, yeah. You're the
and
one responsible
just,
for it. You're
eroded with you too, buddy.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But I think, just looking back in my Wayback Machine...
Yes, the Wayback
Generation. I seem to remember that we were talking about how there needed to be a shakeup in the city of Chicago. Yesterday on this very
yes,
show,
we did.
Didn't I?
Uh-huh.
Don't I remember that?
Yeah, you did. Good memory.
I know. And yeah. So now they must have heard us,
listening.
And then they said,
yes,
hey, we got to get rid of the police.
The power of this program.
You know, okay, so I give him props for getting rid of the police superintendent.
I think he's a coward.
This is a scapegoat.
Uh-huh.
But if he doesn't do some more shaking up, and if he doesn't himself, I mean, the people of Chicago, they've got to be going bananas. They've got to make a change. Because this kind of behavior that's happening in the city is total trickle down.
Well, but it's the same in most of the big cities in the country. Look at how bad de Blasio is in New York. The new mayor of Boston, he's okay. Washington, horrible mayor. I don't know much about the mayor of Philadelphia. I know there's a lot of hoopla in Miami about what's going on there. Certainly, Los Angeles, I don't know what Garcetti, he kind of lays low.
Sort of mixed reviews, yeah, he does.
Right,
kind of
wimpy. So anyway, but our big cities have the same problem that the governors do, that the president does, that leadership in general does. It suffers from influence peddling. And whoever writes the check to influence things that go on, that's what happens. That's how Rahm Emanuel got elected. He has no qualification to be mayor of Chicago, other than he lived there. That was it. And he was a political hack for Obama. What other qualifications does the guy have? Any? Where's his management skill? Where's his people skill? He was known as a hatchet man for Obama. Is that training for how to deal with people? Maybe it is. But there are a lot of seeds that need to be planted, and I'm trying to do that now. I've decided I want to take the ideas that I started talking about on Monday. I've given this a lot of thought as to why it is that everything is such a mess everywhere. Part of it is because of the news media, but there is a deeper reality here, and it's going to take some people longer than others to get with it, and some people never will. But hopefully enough will get themselves to a point of having peace inside of them to be a reliable source of authority, a reliable source of integrity, a reliable source of expertise. Do we have that in the folks who are running for president?
I think we also have gotten pretty lax and complacent.
Yep.
Because we are very lucky and blessed to live in this country, we accept a lot of bad behavior.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know that people really are trained anymore to change it. I mean, they've pulled civics out of our school system. And so you have a group of young people who just feel helpless, like they don't have any way to change the law in a positive way.
They give up.
And then you have the older people who are, like, so frustrated because they see the world changing around them. And it's, like, it's crazy. We've got to get back to our roots a little bit and say, look, we're a nation of ideas. We build things. And if, you know, if we can't figure out how to do that in a positive way, this is just more of the same is going to happen. Chicago's a great example of what happens when people don't know how to make positive changes.
All right, here's a story from the National Council. Say it again, Doug.
National Council.
Council of Teachers of English.
Ooh.
Presenting a somewhat sarcastic
what do they want?
Annual honor called the Doublespeak Award to public figures who have exemplified the misuse of language in a way that is grossly deceptive, evasive, confusing, and self-centered. Convention being held in Minneapolis. The recipient was not there to receive it. The announcement of the award made by Donna Needay, chairman of the Council of Teachers of English. Here's what she said, quote, "The NCTE Doublespeak Award was established in 1974 and is an ironic tribute to public speakers who have perpetuated language that is grossly deceptive, evasive, confusing, self-centered, etc. This year's Doublespeak Award recipient is Senator Joni Ernst, who in her response to President Obama's State of the Union address used the phrase Keystone Jobs Bill. By using the wordsmithing phrase Keystone Jobs Bill, Senator Ernst implies that the sole purpose of the Keystone Pipeline is jobs. She does not acknowledge the counter-narratives and complexities involved in the issue, such as the profit boon for the oil industry and the influence of the oil industry in lobbying heavily for the legislation to begin with. Senator Ernst receives this year's Doublespeak Award for this example of deceptive use of language."
That's the best they can do, really, is Joni Ernst from Iowa. Really, that's the best they can do.
The second, the runner-up was Rahm Emanuel in terms of the Doublespeak Award. As a matter of fact, let's see, he won in 2013 for his reform rhetoric in the management of the Chicago Public Schools. In particular, his plan to close 50 schools for underutilization of space. As it turns out, they are building 50 new schools in Chicago. They could have rehabbed the old ones. American Petroleum Institute has gotten the Doublespeak Award. Oh, the Cherokee Chief got the award in 2011.
You say how?
Dick Armey got it in 2010. Glenn Beck got it in 2009.
They are going after people that don't really matter so much.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I mean, they could go
and
after
in 2007,
Alberto Gonzalez. Who remembers who Alberto Gonzalez was?
Oh, gosh.
Who remembers? 888-302-3684. Let's make a 2020 news quiz out of that. Who remembers Alberto Gonzalez? You'll get a swell prize. The book Life is Good When You Do the Work by Maria Francesca Trilogy. If you can tell me who Alberto Gonzalez is. He's still alive. He's not doing what he was doing in 2007. Right. But he did get the Doublespeak Award. So why did he get it? What was he doing? 1-888-302-3684. Let's see how good your memory is. How good your memory? You've got a pretty good memory, you know? Huh? What do you mean? You've got a good memory.
Yeah, the less I sleep, though, the worse it gets.
Really? Yeah. Jeb Bush is frustrated.
Yeah.
By the way, that's a hint.
That's a
Jeb Bush is a hint. There's a connection between Jeb Bush and Alberto Gonzalez.
There you go.
All right. Anyway, Bush has his super PAC buddies spending millions on TV ads, but they aren't doing any good, in essence. His family says he's very frustrated. His mother's upset because he's upset.
You know what? If he had run 4 years ago, even 8 years ago better,
yeah,
he would have had a... I mean, obviously his brother was just finishing, but if this were a different time, he would be doing a lot better.
Right. Yep, but there's too many people who are thinking, as I'm thinking, that we're tired of the old.
Right.
No matter what. All those people on that dais, with the exception of Trump and Fiorina and Rand Paul to an extent, in terms of ideas, are old. They're old ideas. They're older. They're just schooled in the ways of the past and the present, and that doesn't get us to the future. Right? It doesn't. Nothing's going on.
It's interesting, though. Jeb was out at talking in front of a crowd the other day, and he was talking about when he would be president. He said, I would have my vice president. I think she will be a great partner.
Mm.
So now people are saying, if he gets it, who's the she?
Well, who would it be except for Carly Fiorina?
Could be.
You think?
Or Condi.
Yeah.
Sarah Palin.
Oh, please.
Oh, give me a break. You were so on the Sarah Palin bandwagon.
Yeah, well, that was only because of looks, not intelligence.
Oh, now you're just making it worse.
How's that?
Admitting that you were just liking somebody for the way they look.
I admitted that a long time ago. What I'm disappointed about at the moment is nobody knows who Alberto Gonzalez is. Give me a few more minutes to think it through. All right. Who was Alberto Gonzalez? I understand the ambivalence because I felt the same way about him. I didn't care. I didn't care when he was there. I care less about him now. He was a knucklehead and messed up pretty much. Well,
I bet
in those positions. Who's your what?
I bet you Jeb has Susana Martinez in mind. What do you bet?
Why?
Because she would be a really smart idea. She could deliver New Mexico. She's Hispanic. She's
Hispanic,
a woman.
Yeah. New Mexico doesn't have that many votes. Wow, they have like 3 votes.
Hey,
delivering
at
Mexico.
This point, you need to take every single one.
No. No, I don't think that works at all. Carly works kind of, though. Robert is
like
in Palm Springs, KPSI. Hey, Robert.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you, sir. What's the story on Alberto Gonzalez?
Former Attorney General under George W. Bush.
Yes, he was.
Very good.
Yep. George W. Bush and Gonzalez. I don't remember where Gonzalez came from, but I know he didn't have a lot of, he had not a whole lot of experience.
He was from Texas. He was in San Antonio and raised in Humble.
Really? Well,
he was from Texas, and I believe he might have been a judge at one time. I'm not sure.
Really? Well, he was.
He was nominated for a judgeship. I'm not sure.
When you think about the attorneys general,
he was a judge.
Going back to Janet Reno, who was horrible. I'm trying to remember now. What's his face John from Missouri? What was he was attorney general for a while, and then Gonzalez. The guy that was attorney general from Missouri was a senator. You can see him kind of.
Ashcroft,
thank you. Yes. Yep.
I would like to listen to you struggle before I help you.
struggle. I'm just making my brain work. All right, Robert, hold on just a second. Carrie's going to talk to you, and we'll send you a copy of that book. You will like it. Read it, because it's all about making your life as good as you possibly can. 45 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Staples has more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. For many, the holidays mean spending time with loved ones. However, getting to them can be stressful. Here's how to reduce travel stress at the airport so you can keep the season's magic alive. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
As much as I love the holidays, I don't love crowded airports. With all the hustle and bustle, I'm always looking to simplify things. Download mobile boarding passes in advance to bypass long lines. You can also reduce stress by using a travel rewards card that ditches the restrictions of typical airline rewards cards. I use my Bank AmeriCard travel rewards credit card year-round and earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar I spend on purchases. Then I redeem points to help offset the cost of holiday travel. My card gives me flexibility to use my points on any airline, anytime, with no blackout dates. This allows me to make plans that work best for me, not the airline.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Okay, 47, 48 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Okay, you want some good news? Who wants the good news?
Finally, yes.
Oh, me.
Good news is that the car sales in our country have jumped to a 14-year high. Last month, 1.4 million cars were sold in America. That is a record. This time of year, people don't usually buy cars because they're saving their money to buy presents for their family and friends. So the car business after Thanksgiving goes into the tank and usually stays there until President's Day, when they have all of those exciting buy one car and get another one free deals. Around right, there's always those car sales around President's Day. So the fact that there is, and there have been some promotions that were aimed at sort of the Black Friday crowd, that's been good. And the other good indicator are housing starts. Housing starts are up dramatically in the last 4 or 5 months. That is, there's a survey done of how many building permits are issued for new homes all around the country. And so that number is up. So the automobile business, which requires building lots of components, that's good for small factories, and many of them are made in America, not all of them anymore. Housing, same thing, buying all of the pieces that put together the house, that's very good for the economy. So those two things really are, that's good news going into the winter. So people are going to say, well, okay, Doug, why didn't you give Obama credit for that? Because he's the president, after all. Doesn't he deserve the credit? He's the leader. No.
That was the quietest no you've ever uttered.
No.
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 And why not?
It's in spite of him, I think, or that sort of thing now is almost immune to politics because there's an engine that they, pardon the pun, but they finally figured out, at least the car business, how to separate themselves from politics, except for Volkswagen, whose sales have been the worst that they've been in the past 14 years last month. See, I wonder why that is. But, you know what, that's moderately unfair to the car, because the car is a good car. It's the leadership. It's not the car. It's the people who run the company that are no good, or who are liars, or maybe they just try to survive because you got to cheat in order to get by the EPA standards. But the Volkswagen makes a good car, good product. They'll survive. Cost them a lot of money. They'll spend billions. I think I saw a figure, $7 billion, but they got 14 in cash. So they'll wipe out half of the cash that they have dealing with this thing that affects, what, 21 million cars, Kenny? 24 million cars, something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, it's a serious problem, but they'll be okay. They'll figure it out. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program. This is one of those things that marks the day. I think to myself, my God, I just said this. It was 24 hours ago. And I'll say that probably to myself tomorrow at the same time.
I can't believe it
already.
We just have to stop
past the hour. Okay. So Kim Garrettson is here from his company, Realizing Innovation. We're going to review Cyber Monday. I was just talking about the car business doing well because of some of the things surrounding promotions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I want to know about the Target website. And I guess Needless Markup had a problem as well. We'll talk about that in a moment here with Kim on Good Day.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now there is a quick and easy to use solution, a natural solution. Snore Stop. Snore Stop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, Snore Stop. You saved my marriage.
Snore Stop. Sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at a store near you. Or you can go online at snorestop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, SnoreStop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at a store near you or online at snorestop.com. That's snorestop.com. SnoreStop, keeping you together.
Get a tiny card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. Plenty.com/partners for details.
Hi, Kim Garrettson here from Realizing Innovation. What was the problem with Target and Neiman, well, I say, let's people call them Neiman Markup. I call them Needless Markup. Their websites crashed. Was it because they had such good deals, or they're technically inept, or maybe a little of both?
It was a little of both, Doug, and those sites both crashed, but I call it the pain of Cyber Monday that we saw across all the big retailers, which were out of stock products.
Really? So more that you weren't prepared for all of it.
That's right.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How to lose
friends.
In some cases,
customers put a product into their shopping cart, and mm-hmm. before they could enter their credit card information, the site said, sorry, they're gone.
Yeah.
They're out of stock.
Now, that happens sometimes when there's a lost leader, when you're trying to bring people into the store, and you say, okay, here's a special on books, $3, and they have one book at $3, and as soon as it's gone, back up to the regular price of $12.95.
Well, that certainly happened on the doorbusters, but we saw it happening across all the sites on many, many items. In fact, Monday morning, 15% of the products viewed were out of stock. And I have some advice for the listeners who encountered this or will encounter this, and that's get a hold of customer service. Don't use the phone because you'll get put on hold.
Of course you will.
So either use email, or if you're on Twitter, the Twitter people are trained to respond quickly. And don't just ask the question, when is it coming back in stock? Ask if you can leave your email address to get alerted when the stuff comes back in stock. So some of the top retailers are using a technology from a company called TrackIf to basically just take an email address, combine it with the inventory system, and you get in line, and you're the first to know when the stuff comes back in stock.
Really?
Some of the big retailers were responding with, well, we don't know. Why don't you keep checking back? Well, that's not a very...
What a horrible way to treat your customers. Bad enough you screwed around with them by not having enough stock, and then you expect people to stay loyal to you under that circumstance? I wouldn't. I'd tell them to go pound sand.
Exactly.
I noticed that VTech, hackers have gone into VTech. It's a toy company that has something called a Learning Lodge. VTech had 5 million accounts hacked. So what are people that are hacking, encrypted passwords and that sort of thing? Is it just another customer list where they have credit cards? Is that what all this is always all about, no matter who it is that gets hacked?
That's what it's all about. You know, credit cards and other data, like, you know, if you get other data like address, email address, things like that, there are other data sources where you can get smarter about who these people are and maybe, you know, scam or spam them again with, you know, more snarky offers and such.
Right. Snarky offers. We love that. Kim, thank you for being here. Kim Gerritsen with...
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.